Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're here in the northern region of Ghana. We've come out with the team like we have been doing all week to visit different villages, each and every one remote in its own way. Some not having schools, some having no water. Every village has a new difficulty. We find, you know, yesterday I was speaking to an entire village of people and I asked the elders, what do you want for the children? Like, what is the dream? What is the hope for these children? And the reply was, we want them to be like you. And by that, they don't mean, you know, they want them to look like me, or they want them to sound like me, or they want them to dress like me, or anything like that. What they mean is, we want them to have the opportunities that you have. We want them to have the life that you have. As simple as that. And that was really, really, it really, really touched my heart. We went on to see the water that people were using. I promise it was mud. It was water that when they gave it to me, I found it hard to do wudu with that water, let alone drink that water. We carried on and we found thousands of people living in villages and there wasn't a single one that had ever received an education. There wasn't a single one that had ever been to school. None of these children around me have ever been to school. None of them have received any form of education. Yet people like me and you that have all of these blessings on our doorstep, and we just take them for granted. What me and you take for granted is literally a dream for these children. It's something that they dream about. It's something that their parents pray for. And yet we take it for granted. And this isn't a fundraising video. This isn't me asking anybody for any money or anything. This is just me sharing my thoughts and my feelings with you, showing you that it is real. I was watching a film the other day and it was something that was set 1,000 years ago. And my friend that was watching it with me said, Subhanallah, look how people used to live 1,000 years ago. And then I came here to Ghana and I realized it's no different. Because what we were watching, they didn't have water. There's no water. They didn't have education, there's no education. They didn't have no big buildings. They didn't have all the luxuries that we wake up with every single day. And surely these luxuries, we're going to be questioned about it. Surely we know what their test is. But what is our test? Waking up every single day with these luxuries and not being grateful for them, not thanking Allah for them. It's crazy. It's like coming to a whole different world. It makes you feel ashamed of yourself. You're disgusted with yourself that you did not take your education seriously, but somebody else is dreaming about it. The amount of water that we waste, when I told them that we have water in every household, hot, cold, unlimited supply, they say, Subhanallah, you're living in heaven and you don't even know it. They could not even fathom the thought of having that water supply in the home, hot water, cold water, as much as you want. It's absolutely crazy for these guys to imagine that. So inshallah, we're going to carry on our work here. We're ready to serve. And we've dedicated our lives to inshallah the betterment of not just these children, but children all around the world. So I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody that supported us and thank everybody that will continue to support us. And may that be the means that you enter Jannah through helping people just like this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.